nice to see her again.
Thank you.
I have to say, you were just a little nervous, but I hope that as this evening continues, you will feel more relaxed and comfortable.
Thank you.
Yes, and my wife has been reading all the transcripts.
Yes.
She's well familiar with your words, I think.
But it is not quite the same as being here within this room.
Yes, some people find the darkened room a little strange.
Yes, because we are small in number this time, we will give our dear lady friend an opportunity to ask any questions that she wishes.
Thank you. I have had several questions, but I don't think I shall be able to put them into words very clearly, so perhaps I'll...
I shouldn't worry, because I think you'll find Sally McWall know anyway.
I expect you
stumble.
Well, I'll try. There is one question that concerning the best way to serve. And I wonder whether, I'm often distracted by the world, and I wonder whether one can serve best by doing good works or by going on retreats and meditating and being in the silence and raising one's consciousness and hoping to help to heal the world that way. Or whether one should try to achieve a balance living in the world and trying to be peaceful as well and meditate. Sometimes I find it difficult.
Yes. Firstly, let me say this to you. You are a good soul. You have an innate goodness that many people do not possess. That is the first thing I wish to say to you. I know you wonder often that what you do and the path that you travel, if these are the correct things to be doing. Let me say this to you, my dear friend. Each one of you in this world has many opportunities given. And of course, you are well aware of your free will, which must always come into play when choices are made. The pathway that you try to follow is the correct one for you, because that has been your choice. There are many pathways to our world. Let me say that categorically to you. We all, do we not, believe that our pathway is the true one. I am here to tell you all that whatever pathway feels right for you, that is right from within the spirit, cannot be wrong. When you follow your life's pathway, your actions and your thoughts become as one. You do not have to think about the words that you say, the deeds that you do, the joining together with spirit, because it comes naturally to you. I am sure each one of you within this room has said or done something, and immediately you know that those words or actions should have been avoided. We do not ask more of you. After all, the human element, whilst on this earth, is a great part of your lives. But it is the understanding and the knowing that is important. Because only then can you fully understand the way forward. I will say to you, my dear friend, what I have told the others, that meditation is most important to your spiritual well-being. Because only in that state can you achieve that union with us. So, if I were to say to you only one thing to help you, it would be to be quiet and to go within. By going within, not only do you unite with spirit, but healing also takes place. But ultimately, as in all things, the choice is yours. And I believe that each one of you knows and understands when your lives are running smoothly and that spirit is to the fore. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that has helped you just a little.
Yes, thank you very much.
Do we have more questions?
Do you have another one, Anne?
No, thank you.
Anyone? George?
Yes, I would like to refer back to last week, and you were talking, Sunimet, about energy from seawater.
Yes.
And there was the implication that this was something really new. And I looked on the internet following that, and I note that there is a gentleman who has noticed that if you irradiate seawater with radio frequencies, there is a bond breaking and release of hydrogen. And I just fancy that this could be a new energy source. There's much work to be done still, and there's already criticism that in a closed system you cannot put a small amount of energy in and get a large amount of energy out. But the critics are overlooking several factors. Anyway, I just wondered if this might relate to the energy form to which you alluded last time.
Yes. Firstly, let me say, if I gave you the impression that this energy is new, please forgive me. As you know, there is nothing new. It will only be new in the minds of man when he rediscovers what has already been lost.
Yes. Yes, we understand.
Yes. So, in that sense, it is not new. But in the mind of mankind at this present time, it will seem to be a revelation. It will be a discovery. And as always, in your world, there will be disagreement.
Yes.
Forgive me. The lady has a problem with her throat. I will fix it. Yes. Always there will be disagreement amongst men. But how often throughout your history have these things then gone on to be correct? So do not be too concerned about the disagreements. That is a natural process. But I am sure it will be something that is beneficial for mankind. I hope that has helped you.
Yes, it would not be proper, I imagine, to say if this is the line of development which we are rediscovering.
Not at this moment in time.
No.
But I understand your curiosity, and of course we know, dear friend, how much you wish to investigate in your own way. But for this moment I will leave it like that.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Did you have a question, Rob?
I've had questions in the past, Selumet, and I said I must ask Selumet that. There's one thing that gets bad as you get older, is your memory.
Yes.
I should write these things down, and I will do, write these things down. Because you come up in conversation, and I think, I will ask that. This isn't the question I was going to ask, but I've always... I find it uncomfortable on how people die. They don't know they died, and they don't pass on very well, and they seem to hang around. In fact, they get there and they still don't know they've died. I know I find this uncomfortable.
Yes.
and obviously I can't do anything about it.
I understand, my dear friend. It is because you have not conquered the emotional state. You have to capture those emotions and put them in place before you will find it easier to accept what has to be. It is physical emotion you are feeling,
yes.
Not spiritual.
Yes.
You understand?
You've mentioned that before.
Yes.
I have tried.
But it will come. You are too harsh with yourself. Of course, it is distressing. But as you continue with this work, you will find that acceptance comes more easily. So, do not be so harsh with yourself.
Thank you for those kind words.
You must remember that all of those who seem lost are never alone. They will not always remain in those states. That is why groups such as this and others are used to help them.
Wonderful. They do wonderful. These two, these three, they are wonderful. They are wonderful.
I think the time factor comes into this as well.
Yes, which is, of course, difficult also to understand.
I mean, those in spirit will not be as conscious of time as we are.
Yes.
I think that's correct.
Yes, of course. Our dear friend has a little way to go in his understanding. But let me tell you, dear friend, that you have grown.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all have some way to go in our understanding.
Yes.
And
yes.
That leads to another question. Our health service, our hospitals, they dwell on cleanliness at the present time.
Yes.
There's great effort in making the places scrupulously clean, sterile. But it occurred to me recently that the birds and the animals, they're quite different. Any old puddle will do.
Yes.
For a drink.
I understand your question.
Wonderful.
And yes, of course, there will always be in your world what you call germs, but what are in fact parts of life, an existence of life. But there has to come a point where man, and I will use your term, germs, have to adapt to each other, as have many things in the past that man has not been able, and let me use these words kindly, take control of. You understand
yes,
what
adapt.
I am saying? Yes.
Adapt to each other is a nice expression.
Yes, that is the best way to put it to you. Sometimes there can be too much what you call cleanliness, but it is a destruction of a natural thing in your world. Mankind, unfortunately, has interfered rather a lot in his world. and caused many problems. And this is just another one of them.
Yes.
At the moment in time, that is the best way they know how to deal with your germs. But as in all things, there comes a time when the adapting to each other takes place.
Yes, yes, I rather fancy something like that took place when Albert Schweitzer, a rather enlightened one, was in Lamborghini in Africa, and there were open sewers there, and in that sense there was not cleanliness,
yes,
but there were hospitals there, and I suspect that people get a chance to develop their antibodies in their systems when a few germs are about.
Yes.
But in extreme cleanliness conditions, perhaps we don't build up the antibodies well enough.
Yes. As in many things in your world, the medicine also has been abused at some points and not used correctly. But always we are trying to influence so that mankind grows in understanding, that mankind becomes as one with everything in this earth. There has to be balance. Yes. You may find that some people will be shocked by those words, because they see your germs as alien to good health, when in fact all things have purpose. But I would say the important word here is balance.
I hope that has helped
you.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm sure that has clarified.
It must be exasperating for people on your side who are trying to influence doctors and what have you to do to bring in a new product, and then see it used in an incorrect way later on. Well, I guess this isn't just medicine. I mean, this is
throughout your world, yes, yeah. Of course.
But it must be exasperating for you to think, oh, what are we going to do to get that lot organized? But,
well, I have to tell you, my dear friend, that we do cultivate patience.
Yes. And would you classify exasperation as an emotion?
I feel that... Yes, that is a physical emotion, yes. So I will leave that one with you.
That's lovely.
No. I will take my leave at this time and allow the evening to continue.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Well, thank you for educating and inspiring words, Simon.
Yeah. Are we allowed to wrap you in our love?
I feel your love each time I come to you.
Thank you.
For this I am forever grateful to you. And know always that I am close.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot to unplug the telephone, so I shot out. What was Sandimus' last words? I didn't quite get her.
Ask George. I came round as you...
Oh, I see.
That's just as you were leaving.